Welcome, this is Ian Lurie of Conversation Marketing, and I'm here today to interview Chris Furness, the host and editor, co-host and editor of The Weekly Geek Show.
Hello!
And Chris is here to tell us a little bit about his experience as a blogger, and how he's built up his blog, and hopefully to hand along some tips to you all if you're looking to grow or start your own blogs.
I won't give anybody any tips. It's all secret.
Oh.
It's all secret. Yeah. If you haven't been to the blog, it's weeklygeekshow.com. And we're just playing some wacky music there. That was nice.
And Chris is also helping me record this first ever pure audio podcast for Conversation Marketing. And Chris's blog, The Weekly Geek Show, talks mostly about things in gaming and offbeat stuff that's happening around the world and on the internet. Is that a good description?
Yeah, we have a term that we coined. We call it we say that we cover the gamut of geekery. So we talk about video games, cartoons, movies, gadgets, internet culture, politics, just the whole sort of spectrum of geek. The geek spectrum.
Got it. The gamut of geekery.
Yes.
So how long ago did you start the blog?
The blog in its current form has been around for probably 3 years. It all started out as a radio show back in Ellensburg, Washington, on the college radio station. And we had a little blog going on there where we would post our various interviews that we did with celebrities and everything. And we didn't think about having an actual blog attached to the podcast until probably about 2 years ago.
Okay, so you actually kind of did this in reverse, I guess, of what most people do. I've written my blog for 3 years, and just now I'm thinking about doing a podcast.
Right, yeah. It was the love of broadcasting and radio that brought us into blogging. But I've been blogging forever. You know, I had a blog back before LiveJournal, you know, when I had to update it on my GeoCities page and Notepad and everything in high school. So, yeah, it's been going on for a while.
That's great. Yeah, I actually, just a quick bit for me, I didn't even realize it at the time, but I was writing a science fiction blog called Sea Resonance back in 1998.
So.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about how your blog has grown in popularity. And I don't necessarily mean talking about traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I just mean about your readership and who you're getting, who's coming to the blog, who's noticing you. I know you got invited to E3
right
this year because of your blog. So can you tell me a little bit about that and how it's happened and
yeah,
how long it took?
We are really focused on the community, obviously. The gaming community and the geek community is really big, and it's booming on the internet right now. And so we derive a lot of our links and a lot of our traffic from community interaction, word of mouth. A lot of it comes from the podcast. Obviously, people subscribe on iTunes, and we direct them back to the website by giving a lot of, you know, calls to action in the podcast, saying, you know, go to the website to do this, this, and this for contests or whatever. But a lot of our traffic comes from commenting on people's news articles. You know, we go through and we read, you know, all of my editors on the site are all really big geeks, and we all read geek news during the day. So we find something that we enjoy and we put that on the site, and then that person who ran the blog that, you know, we're mentioning stuff from will usually link us, or they'll, you know, mention that we were cool or something like that. So yeah, it's slowly grown, though. It's been sort of an arduous process. It's like climbing up a hill, pushing a giant geek rock up a hill. And we had a little sort of cadre of fans from the radio station days that came over with us when we turned into a podcast. So they were sort of our little army, and they helped spread the word. And it's probably taken us a good 2 years to get where we are now. We're finally starting to get really noticed and known as a force in the internet sort of blogging community. Like you said, we were invited to E3, which is an invitation only event this year. We have attended in past years, but that was just because, you know, if you're media, you were able to get in everywhere.
Right.
So yeah, it's really taken a long time, and we're finally starting to see some of it.
Okay. And actually, there's two interesting points that come up in there that I want to, that we'll probably touch on in a few minutes. But the one is that you really have taken advantage of the community and the blogging community to help you grow in popularity by talking about other blogs and other people. And the other one is it takes some patience, would you say?
I mean, Oh, yeah. Oh, there
it's not
was
an overnight thing.
There were times where I really wanted to throw in the towel because I just felt so completely underappreciated. You know, all of the podcast has been out of pocket up until a couple months ago, essentially, when we started getting donations and Google Ads finally started paying and everything. So we're finally able to get good supplies and pay for our bandwidth and take care of that. But before, it was all out of pocket. So it felt, I felt very unloved sometimes when people wouldn't come to my site, and I spent so much money on getting everything all set up and so much time. But what really drove it was our passion, our absolute love for not only video games, but the broadcasting medium, talking, discussing, and the community.
Okay, so even if you're not feeling the love, you got to hang in there for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a gamble, certainly, not knowing whether or not if you do hang in there, it will pay off. But as long as you're passionate enough, people will feed on that passion, I've found. Mm-hmm. Like, we've had people talk to us, send us emails and everything, saying that they don't even like video games, but they listen to our podcast regularly because of the enthusiasm of the stuff that we talk about.
Yeah, yeah, I can believe that. And everyone I talk to about writing their own blog, the first thing they say is, oh, I will not have time to write enough stuff. Where do you come up with your ideas?
You know, it's been sort of like a streamlined method after being on for, you know, a long time. But for the blog, we basically get our ideas from reading other blogs. I mean, that's a really sort of basic, kind of cheap way to publish content to your blog, but it works. And it also can be quality. It's not just reposting what someone else said. Like, say somebody, for instance, on our blog mentions a new game release or something like that on a different blog. And we're like, hey, this person, you know, on Kotaku or something like that said that, you know, this new game is coming out. You can put in a quote. This is what we usually do. We put in a little quote from the site, and then we comment on that quote. So we'll provide our own information, our own sort of take on it, and provide a link back to that site. And so that's a good way to sort of start a conversation between the two blogs as well, and to start a conversation with your own readers, because then your own readers will comment on that and, you know, either tell you you're full of crap or, you know, yeah, link back and forth again and again. Another way is signing up for PR lists, like PR mailing lists. Of course, we're on like the Microsoft PR list, the Nintendo PR list. So we get updates to new game releases and assets that way through their PR contacts. And it's really easy to set up with a PR contact for anything that you want to do. Say you want to set up a blog where you talk about toys exclusively. Mm-hmm. Mattel.com has press links on their website, you know. Or you could just send a blind email to PR@Mattel.com and, you know, get a contact that way. And it's all about just knowing who to contact and where to contact them and getting those sort of press releases and all that. Also, you know, I have like, you know, 100 some odd blogs on my feed reader, so I'm constantly searching through that for new information.
Sure.
I've got Google blog notifications for certain keywords, so not only for my own site, but I've got for generic, you know, video games.
And that's where you go on Google blog search and you do a keyword search and then you subscribe to that search result?
Yeah, and you could subscribe to it in Google Reader, you could subscribe to it in your email. They make it just really, really easy. Mm-hmm. And whenever anybody, you know, mentions that keyword in a blog, it'll send a notification to you. It's great. But also we have our own content that we make as well. We're not just, you know, a meta site. We do things called top five lists where we go through, you know, our top five favorite video games of all time or our top five favorite TV shows of all time. And those are really good for sparking discussion because they're definitive. And people are like, oh, no, that shouldn't have been number one. And so you'll get a lot of community interaction that way on the comments. Mm-hmm. Also, my various editors will go to events. You know, we do concert reviews. And so my music editor will go to a conference or a concert and, you know, report on that. He'll take pictures and everything. So that's exclusive content. And you know, that's really important to have too, smattered in with the meta content, I think.
Okay. Okay, now we're getting to the tips section of
okay.
this. And if it's really secret, you'll have to cover up your mic or something.
Right, right. Just be silence.
Exactly. What are three things you would tell someone who wants to start and grow a blog, maybe not as an independent money or anything, but just as something where they want to get more attention either for their organization or for themselves, or they're just testing the water?
Mm-hmm.
What are the basic three principles they should probably go and look after?
I'd say passion, patience, and community. Yeah, you definitely, if you just sort of like knitting a little bit and you start a knitting blog, it's gonna show in your knitting blog that you just sort of like knitting. Maybe you're really into hot rods or something, you know. Mm-hmm. Hot rods and knitting, that's a niche market right there. So you really need to be enthusiastic about the subject. You can't do it just, you know, halfway. And then patience, of course, is really important, because just putting a website out there on the internet doesn't mean that everybody's all of a sudden going to read it, because there are thousands upon thousands of blogs being started every day, probably a million blogs on the exact same subject you're blogging about. So it's really important to be patient and to find your own niche and find something that you can, you know, put out there that is valuable and unique, that sets yourself apart from the other blogs. And then, of course, the community is really important too, because the whole thing about social networking and blogging is the people. It's about hearing opinions and voices and connecting to other blogs. There's all these other blogs out there that people read on your same subject. Why not link to them in a blog role on the side of your page?
Right.
Show people
right.
what you enjoy, because people do. You know, people share links all the time. We get, you know, tons of links from listeners and everything every day, and. You know, just networking between those blogs like that is a really, really powerful tool.
So I'm guessing I should add a blog role to conversationmarketing.com.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I should, in the interest of full disclosure here, Chris Furness also works for me at Portent and handles a lot of our social marketing. And
he's lying!
Production. So when I say I'm going to have to add a blog role to the right side, chances are he's the one who's going to end up doing it.
Right. That's sort of a subtle hint.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what do you think is going to happen in the world of blogging in the next year? Do you see any big changes coming? Are things sort of settling down? Or?
You know, I think blogging is getting really, really more popular than it has been, which is kind of hard to believe because it's been really popular for a really long time. Because people, I read an article actually the other day that people are stopping going to porn sites, and they're no longer, that they're, all their time is being taken up by MySpace or something like that. And that was remarkable. That was the threshold, you know, because the internet's always been about porn in the past. So now it's all about MySpace and social networking and all that stuff, which is really cool. But yeah, everybody knows about blogs now, and everybody has an opinion about something and wants to get it out there, and it's so easy to set up a blog, you might as well.
Would you say there's a little bit of self-selection too? I mean, obviously, you know, there's some 80 million or so blogs out there probably by now. The best ones do really seem to rise to the top. I mean, I don't often see a lousy blog ending up in the top 100 or so on Technorati or any place like that.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it's all about quality. There's tons of just really crap sites out there, and it's hard to filter through. And it, like Technorati, they actually do a really good job on helping you filter through it. You know, they've got blog notoriety rankings. They've got tagging. You know, the whole micro format of tags is basically pioneered by the guy who created Technorati. Mm-hmm. So it's getting easier and easier to filter through all of it.
And just so everybody knows, Technorati is TechNorati.com, and it's basically a highly specialized blog search engine that has also added some very, very, what at the time were groundbreaking ways to search through and filter blogs. And I suggest if you're thinking about getting into blogging, that's a very good place to start. You can see what works, what gets attention, and what doesn't. Just a couple last questions. One is, I noticed you've had some amazing interviews on your site.
Yeah.
Like Will Wheaton in an interview, I think. How do you go about arranging those kinds of interviews?
You know, it's all about being savvy with your networking. It's all about knowing where to look, like I mentioned with the PR thing earlier. And making yourself seem bigger than you actually are. Because when we got these big interviews, like Will Wheaton and Mark Hamill and all that, we were just on our on-campus radio station in Little Podunk, Ellensburg, Washington, and we probably had a good 5 people listening to us at any given time. And so it's all about presenting yourself in a confident manner, connecting first over email, getting a phone number for somebody. Like, for instance, getting in touch with Will Wheaton or Mark Hamill, we contacted cartoon voice acting agencies.
Ah, okay.
And went through that way and actually got a phone number. Because oftentimes people like that, you know, people are really, really busy and they can ignore an email. They can't, they sort of feel bad about ignoring a phone call. And so if you call them up on the phone and actually get a human voice,
right,
then that's a little bit more of an end than just shooting out a blind email. So that's a pretty good tip, I guess. But, you know, it's so easy to contact absolutely anybody now on the internet. Everybody is networked. And if you're a geek, you know, like me, and you want to talk to other geeks or, you know, idols of your geekery, mm-hmm. they're probably online. You know, Will Wheaton has a very prominent blog. He's an author now and everything. And mm-hmm. Mark Hamill, I don't think he actually has a blog, but he does a bunch of, you know, cartoons and all that. So, yeah, it's all about just knowing where to look for this contact information and just bugging the heck out of them.
Interesting. Okay.
Being consistent.
Well, one last question. Any cool new stuff we should be looking for on the Weekly Geek Show in the next...
Yeah, actually. The blog, we have brought on a bunch of new writers. So we've got people doing music reviews. We've got video game reviews. We brought over a writer from Destructoid.com by the name of Colette Bennett. She's a good addition to the blog and to the podcast. And, you know, like I said before, we're just getting to the point where we're actually getting donations and stuff from the site and able to put that back into the site. And so we are going to be having a higher quality podcast. The blog's going to get a redesign. We're going to be posting more and everything. So there's a big amping up that's going to happen. So yeah, it's definitely good to look forward to.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. That's Chris Furness from the Weekly Geek Show. And you can find his blog at weeklygeekshow.com.
Thanks for having me.